Okay, this is Lee Davey, calvinair.com. I'm here at the Trident Poker Series in Montenegro. I'm here with Wai Kin Yong. Did I pronounce that right?
That's right.
Perfect. I know nothing about you, so give me a quick 2-minute Wai Kin Yong life.
Life?
Like, who are you? Where are you from?
Mahal. Hi, guys. My name is Wai Kin, and I'm from Malaysia. I grew up I spent most of my time in Malaysia. Now I spend most of the time in Macau, Hong Kong. I play poker a lot, I guess. I don't know if I'm a professional, but I...
What do you mean you don't know if you're a professional?
I tend to want to be, but I don't know.
Does that mean you do something else other than playing poker?
Yes, I do something else too.
What is that? Do you mind me asking?
I have some business in Macau, but I mainly play poker more.
Like an entrepreneur, startup kind of guy?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So how old are you then? Because you look fairly young.
I'm 27 this year.
You're 27? I would say you look a lot younger than that. Yeah, you get that a lot?
I don't look like it, but yes.
I'm the same, mate. Must be the Asian genes. I'm 43. People say I look 27, so I know exactly how you feel. You started playing poker in Malaysia, is that right?
Yes. Back then, I started playing poker when I was 17, 18, mm-hmm. I guess. But I was like... for fun, I was in some restaurant, and Malaysia restaurant, like a place nearby the colleges.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of young kids there, and then I see some people playing poker. So my friend is playing, and I just join and for some fun. It's like playing really, really tiny game.
I was gonna say, what were the stakes like then?
So it's like 50 cents, $1.
$1, yeah. And you never played online poker, right? It was just always live. Is that because? I don't know what the state of online poker was like in Malaysia, but I know it's
difficult. I do play online poker back then too, but it's like a different site. It's not poker style, it's not like
small
party
site,
poker, it's
yeah.
very small sites, which very, very, very good games. And I played most of the site back then, and then after that, I didn't play much online poker. I didn't like it that much.
So you play some really small stakes games in Malaysia, okay? Mm-hmm. Way back when you say a decade ago.
Yeah.
Now you're playing in the biggest stakes in the world.
Yeah.
You've along the way somewhere you met Michael Turits and got some coaching. That was obviously a really important milestone, mm-hmm. meeting Michael. What were the other important 2 or 3 milestones that get you from here to there?
So the thing is, like, my dad loves playing poker. Like, everyone knows that, right? And then. When I was 19 or 20 years old, I forgot. I went to Macau to visit my dad. I wasn't playing poker for really to make money yet then, right? And then there was this game where my dad's friend, they were playing 1-200 Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then I started playing 1-200 Hong Kong, and then I won like maybe 400,000 Hong Kong in maybe a week. And then after that, they jumped the stakes. They changed it to 1K, 2K.
Right.
Right. And I keep playing, and then I just made, and then one, I made 3 million.
Just having a shot.
Just having a shot, just made 3 million like this, right?
And this is, what game was you playing?
Hold'em.
Hold'em, okay.
1K, 2K, Hold'em.
Mm.
And then I played that game for maybe several months. I just kept winning. And then things got bad. I think I'm running pretty well that time, right? But I'm not that, I know. Back then I wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it now.
Didn't know it then.
I didn't know it then. Because I was winning.
I never
thought that I'm playing bad, right?
Yeah.
And I just lost everything. Like, I made 3 million from nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just won 3 million from maybe like 20K, you know? And then I just turned to 3 million and I lost everything.
Right.
I was devastated, right? I'm so sad, and then couldn't. And then I know I'm playing bad.
Okay.
And then, no, actually this happened twice, and then from zero, not zero, maybe I have like 100K.
We say in the UK, a couple of quid. You had a little bit of money.
Yes. And then someone bought my action too.
Right.
And then I made another 3 million. I lost it all again. And I was like, okay, this is not happening. This is not good, right? So I start learning. I start really, really learning how to play poker.
Mm.
And then... And actually, Michael Turits wasn't really my first teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Along the way, I met Nicholas Heinecker.
I know Nicholas, yeah.
Yeah. And then he taught a little bit of poker with me. But not too much, too, because he quit very soon.
Very early.
Yeah.
He did it, right? He got to the top very quick, made a lot of money and got out.
Yes, and then I met Michael, and then Michael really, really improved my game like a ton. Like, I would say maybe 400% improvement.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
From Michael, and then that's after that I was just, I think I'm
okay.
I'm okay.
I mean, one of the most important things that comes out about reaching the highest stakes in the game is making those relationships with the very best players and leveraging those relationships to make your game even better and better. But if you're listening to this and you're someone in Malaysia playing 50 cent, $1, and you're looking at, you know, yourself or a Phil Ivey or a Jungle Man, people think they can't just go up to people and ask them for help. I mean, what would your advice be on actually building a poker tribe?
I would think that, I mean, if you want to be a professional poker player, you have to put a lot of work in it, right? And nowadays, you don't really need, it's not like, it's good to have someone teaching you, for sure, that's the best. But if you can't, you can go online, right? You can practice yourself, read some books, read some articles, even if you go on like Twitch, you know, you see some players playing online, streaming, teaching, and giving advice.
Better than ever now, man.
And stuff like that, because a lot of ways to learn, but most important, I think, is effort to actually learn and think of the game more.
Are you saying then that putting the effort in and the work ethic and learning and getting better at the game means that at some point these relationships will just naturally evolve because you're playing with them rather than learning how to create relationships?
Yes, for sure. And then along the way, if you somehow got there higher, and then you'll meet people. And then, even now in this age, you don't really, it's not only Phil Ivey, Michael Turris, Jungle Man, you know, there's a lot of good players out there too.
That nobody knows about.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not only them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go on the circuit, go play some PokerStars Asia, something like that, you meet a lot of people. There's a lot of good players there too. Maybe they're not at the top, but I'm pretty sure
they're better than you at your level. So it's not like go straight to the top.
Yes,
find someone who's better than you.
Yes.
Learn from them, then find someone who's better than you, and then learn from them, and make your way up slowly and surely. I was watching an interview of yours just before I spoke to you, and you said that when you first got into it, you know, money was a big factor. Let's see how much money I can make. But then as you started to do very well, it started to be, okay, I need to get better than this guy, or I need to get better than that guy. Do you have a guy in mind that you're like, that gives you a lot of trouble, that you would like to, you know, be better than one day?
I think in Hold'em, I would say the toughest person that I've played is Jungle Man, for sure. I mean, like, this guy's just so good, right? Tournament-wise, I don't play much tournament.
You just play one or two a year, win one or two a year. It's easy, right?
I don't know, that's just luck, I guess.
And when you play cash games now, is it entirely short deck?
Yes, now it's just entirely short deck because there's no more Hold'em games like in Macau and Hong Kong.
Dead.
It's not dead, but it's smaller games, basically. And you don't get much recreational players playing anymore.
Okay. And finally, how does poker make you feel?
To be honest, I feel bored of it now. I don't know why. I think mainly it's because of short deck. I think short deck is fun in the beginning, but somehow it's just, I'm not that into it, that's why I'm bored of poker now.
And because there's fewer alternatives, because all the targets are in that game, you have to be in that game.
Yes.
It's really, really difficult. Yeah,
yes,
I get that. That's why every time I see you, you're kind of like hanging around, kind of like, we need an esports bar in here or something. Why, thank you for talking to us.
All right, thank you.